watching you two go back and forth is hilarious. This is a good birthday.
This is what we do. This is what we do each and every Thursday night. Oh, it is absolutely crazy. But he is a fan of yours. And he listens.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
What were you trying to say, Mike?
I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, I heard that part.
Hell yeah, I'm a huge fan of hers. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Uh-huh.
But it's the way you said it. Okay.
Anyway, what? Will you let him say it the way he said it?
See, oh God, there he goes again. He's trying to stir up trouble. Why you gotta do that, William?
Because that is my job. That's my job. Just like our show, Jazz, before this broadcast, this co-host of mine, he comes on to the Boomerang Radio Show, and he always has a controversial and opposite opinion
of yours.
Of course.
Of course.
I can't help it that you're wrong.
Okay.
It's not my job.
The point is, he's wrong most of the time. And
Here we go.
So, Jazz, let me just share this with you. Let's get back to Jazz's music. It's her birthday, Mike. Okay.
I'm not about to have... And the songs. So.
The songs, okay. But see, this is the thing, Jazz. He wants to be controversial.
Okay.
That's his nature, right? And I applaud it because I don't want everybody on the broadcast to agree with me. Okay? We want to hear different sides.
And we don't.
And we don't. And someone was asking me, well, Mike is your friend. I don't care.
Absolutely.
If I don't agree with him, I'm not.
William is my brother from another mother. I swear.
That's right. I love this cat.
No, we are friends.
But when he's wrong, he's wrong, Jazz.
Okay.
You know, William, the facts don't cease to exist because you choose to ignore them. Sir.
Back to more music. It's Sunday Night Gold. Hey, Jazz. Happy birthday, darling.
We're ringing her birthday. Stop it, William.
Never mind, Mike. You know I
got it. Control yourself.
We're still working on him. If you need a little
love, call you right now. I'm gonna call Cece.
Sugar. Oh. You know I got it. She's no better than you. Good Lord, both of you guys. You know so misguided. Hey,
you can wait any time on the scale. Yeah, it's all there. Have no fear. Never been the one to kiss and tell. Your secret safe is safe here. Been running around trying to find it. When I'm right in front of your face, you're looking at the plug. Ooh, you know I got it. Yeah. If you need a little love, call Sharon out. Sugar, you know I got it. You're ready. Yeah, you got good credit. Weekdays are the weekend. What you need, come get it. I'm your supplier. Let me lift you higher. Been running around trying to find it. When I'm right in front of your face, you're looking at the plug. You know I got it. Yeah. If you need a little love, call Sharon right now. Sugar, you know I got it. Ooh, you know I got it. Hey.
cologne, an aphrodisiac. On the plug, the connect, on the internet. I like that sundress, I'm trying to get into that. But it's not time for you to get rid of that. They trying to ridicule me about my past addiction. I'm in a trap house, ceiling fan, no air condition. You can't be around me and be pessimistic. Cause I'ma pull that weave out, you gon' need extra inches. This that wet edition, this the sex edition. I'ma put it in your face like an esthetician. On the plug, yeah. Known to get back rubs in the tub, yeah, yeah. Put you on top, place no one above, yeah, yeah. Told you one time your love was a drug, yeah, yeah. This our plug talk. I guess hanging with a boss, it don't rub off.
You looking at the plug?
Yeah.
So,
golden time of day. Frankly, Beverly, wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much. Hey, Mad Mike, understand that you want to exit stage left. Now, thank you, my friend, for...
Well, you know, this is Jazz's show, and yeah. I don't want to interfere with that.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday, Jazz.
Thank you
for letting me, like, interfere with your podcast. Your
you are not an interference. I'm enjoying you being here. You and William are making me laugh.
Oh, good. That's a good thing.
And after the week I've had, I could use a good laugh.
Nice.
That's why I invited him on. See, Mike, you know, there's no...
What?
What do you mean, what?
What?
There's no explanation for you.
Oh, jeez.
For years, I've been trying to educate and teach you, and you haven't caught on yet. What is it? Some things you have, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know is my blood pressure keeps going up when I talk to you.
Well, you need to talk to your doctor. It has nothing to do with me.
I have. He told me to quit talking to you.
Well, that ain't going to work. Okay.
Yeah,
so, Jazz.
I know.
Hey, yes. Mike, I got something for you. Hey, hang around for this song right here. Perhaps this will make you feel better.
Okay. It's in.
Okay, wait for this, Jazz.
Oh, yes.
See, Mike?
Happy feelings.
Mike, there's hope for you, brother.
We'll see.
Jazz, Mike and I go through this each and every week.
Hilarious. I'm loving every minute of it.
I'm so done with
it. I don't care. I'm calling you anyway.
I'm old. I gotta figure out how to block your number.
You can't do it. You can't do it. It's called AI.
myself. You remind me of love.
Come on.
I've got my mind and my heart, yeah. And I believe that above and these happy feelings,
ooh, happy feelings,
I'll spread them all over the world.
Come on now. Happy feeling, Frankie Beverly and Maze. It's a birthday celebration. We are celebrating the birthday of the Jazzy Diva.
We are.
Yes, we are. I am having so much fun.
I am now, too. This is what I'm telling
we know
you.
That your actual or the official birthday is on Wednesday.
Right. That's right.
So yeah. That's in the middle of the week.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a post birthday celebration next Sunday.
There will.
See how we do this?
Just so you know.
Right. And I happen to have invited to this birthday celebration my cat. Hey, don't tell him that I said that. I like this guy a whole lot. Don't tell him that either, right?
Don't tell him.
No, don't tell him. Okay.
No. All right.
Mad Mike, the host, co-host of Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. And
thank you for inviting me. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
I am having fun.
Yeah, but you were lucky that I invited you because you don't know how to act.
I know. I get it.
Okay, I'm glad you get it.
I know I'm lucky. Jeez, William.
Hey, Jazz.
Hey.
The thing about Mad Mike and I, we've been friends for years, right? Okay. And I've been trying to get him on this network on a consistent basis. And do you know it has taken 8 years for him to come on consistently? But on a serious note, He and I found a way to broadcast to the world about some very serious things. No, seriously about this, Mike. Okay.
That is
how we can protect ourselves. And It's basically a talk show. And it's all about being vigilant, you know, in your surroundings. So
don't be a victim.
Don't
refuse to be a victim. Stop it.
Okay. So, Mike, we need to talk about this real soon because coming up the holiday season, and everybody knows that crime as far as theft and robberies and things like that, even though it's been out of control throughout the year, it escalates during the holiday season.
It does.
Mike and I, we did a thing called Don't Be a Victim.
Right.
Okay. And Mike, he's hilarious. He's a great, great DJ, but he's also a former, law enforcement professional.
Okay.
And we do this thing that we really think that people really need to pay close attention to. Mike, tell us a little bit about this. Take about 30 seconds. I know that, you know. Okay. All right.
No, that's fine. That's fine. So I was offered the opportunity to create a training program, which became Refuse to Be a Victim.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out to be for seniors and for vulnerable people, but it ended up being for everyone. So, for 7 years, I taught this program for the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, and I was thrilled to do so. And it became so popular that we just couldn't do it much anymore because everyone wanted to hear it. So we did our best, and I still do it personally to other organizations, the Moose, the Eagles, the American Legion, Elks, all those like organizations that are trying to help people to be at their best. So I try, but it's a challenge.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a challenge.
I can understand that, yeah.
Wow. But we're going to do everything we can on this network to make sure that we get or disseminate as much information as we can. Mm-hmm. And so I really appreciate that. Mike and I, we go back and forth, and we already know what we're doing to each other, right? We already know.
I see.
Yeah. I know. He
yes,
knows.
Knows. She knows.
Everybody knows. And it's fun. You know, it's fun to be on the opposite side. And especially if you're winning.
I don't think we're that opposite, William.
Not a whole lot. No, actually, we're not.
I don't think so. We're not opposite.
Because we do come together on a common good. Mm-hmm. The best that we can for our society. Mm-hmm. Our children, you know. Legacies and things like that, and promote truth as much as we can. And Mike and I, we're in total agreement of that. But I don't care, but I'd still like to argue with him. So let's groove.
Yeah.
I love the argument.
Oh God. William has hard hell.
Love you, Mike.
Wait. Williams, he should wear a helmet.
Fire. We'll celebrate the birthday of the Jazzy One. Sunday Night Gold. And this is how we do it. Look.
Foxy.
and 5. Keep your head to the sky. Hey, welcome back. This is Sunday Night Go, and we're celebrating the Jazzy Diva's birthday.
My birthday.
It is your birthday. And I'm so pleased that one of your favorites, one of my favorites, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
I mean, God. Yes. The most... One of the most legendary, iconic groups in music.
Yeah.
We can go back 5 decades at least, if not more, with this great group. The last time I saw them, it was in Southern California at the Hollywood Bowl. And I believe it was 2019. The place was absolutely jammed, packed. Have you ever been there to the Hollywood Bowl? We're talking about 60,000. I don't know the number. I don't want to give out